Now you have specific acts of sin committed deliberately. Now this is in chapter 6, the first 7 verses. We are told here, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, If a soul sin, commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor, and that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor." You see, trespass is largely a sin against others. Sin against a neighbor is a sin against God. Sin against others is a sin against God. That's the reason our Lord said, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. This is the law and the prophets." You see, that covers all of that. And that which is taken by violence. You remember Naboth had his vineyard stolen by Ahab. What an awful thing. And he was slain. And then a little later on, you remember John says, "If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar." You see, this has to do with a man's relationship to God. Now, verses 8 and 9. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons," notice that, "saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It's the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it." Now that fire was to burn continually, and it means continuously only while the tabernacle was set up and not on a wilderness march. It's obvious it wasn't burning then. Now the burnt offering was left on the altar all night for a definite purpose, and the fire was kept burning in order that it all might be consumed. It was called the burnt altar, you know. And this speaks of the continual consecration of Christ. I find that when we're told that we're to offer ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, that's the hardest kind to make, because when you crawl upon the altar and the fire gets hot, I crawl off. I don't know about you. I find a lot of folk do that. But it was only the Lord Jesus. He could say, "I do always the things that please him." I wish I could say that. I'm afraid you can't say it, but the Lord Jesus could. But that's a challenge to every believer today, because God delights in the continual obedience of his children. This is, I think, real food for God. What? Love and obedience. And listen to this. The Lord Jesus in his high priestly prayer said, "And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." And you remember Samuel rebuked old Saul by saying, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." And today we need to recognize that you and I need to have our own hearts and lives offered to him if we belong to him. If we've been saved today, God forbid that it be just a profession. Now listen to him again in John 4, here, verse 31. "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of." Oh, how he delight in your obedience and mine. And King Saul was rejected because of his obedience. And the woman at the well was accepted because of her obedience. "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered, said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent."